The Daily Witness is not just a podcast, but originally started as a gospel newspaper. Trevor van Vieren Ministries distributes this newspaper free of charge, paid for by partners and friends. If you have not received a copy of this newspaper in your mailbox, feel free to download a copy from our website, www.thedailywitness.co.za. And now, enjoy today's podcast.
Before we jump into today's message, have you been enjoying these podcast episodes from The Daily Witness? Would you like more? Consider subscribing to The Daily Witness on YouTube for video content and for our Wednesday evening live streams, which takes place at 6:30. We also stream for the Telegram app at the same time. For word, quotes, ministry updates and more, follow us on social media. The Daily Witness is on X, Instagram and Threads. Faith is what connects us to the Father. So remember, faith comes by hearing. So keep on hearing.
And welcome back to another edition of the Daily Witness podcast. We are your hosts, Trevor and Megan.
Hey, everyone.
And we are going to discuss, I think, just an amazing topic.
A very complex topic, just like our dad.
Yeah, it is very, very deep. But this will be an intro into it. And, you know, when we tell you what it is, well, you've obviously seen the title by now. But don't assume you know. 'Cause things like this need to be understood by revelation.
Studied out, for sure.
Yeah.
Don't assume you know what you are embarking on, because it's way bigger than you think.
Oh, yeah. It's such a deep, complex topic. In the sense that, and we're talking about the blessing, obviously. It's such a huge topic. I mean, it just spans categories. Because it involves so much.
It does.
So without further ado, we welcome our Father who's in the studio, who's been waiting for us. Father, we thank you for always being here. We thank you. You are our ever-present help. You know, Jesus said, in fact, it's more expedient that I go to the Father, and I will send another Comforter, even the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth, who will guide you into all truth. Now, Father, as we yield ourselves to the Holy Spirit, in the Hebrew tongue, the Ruach HaKodesh, we thank you that He will lead us and guide us, and we'll say what needs to be said. And we thank you. We pray for those hearing this. We pray, Father, you will give them ears to hear, and you will give them eyes to see, as Matthew, I believe it's 13 verse 16, it says, blessed are your eyes, for they see, and blessed are your ears, for they do hear. Because the mysteries of the kingdom are given to you to know. And that makes all the difference, and we thank you for that help, Father. We cannot do anything without you. Jesus said that, and we pray for them to see and to hear, and we pray that they have a heart that understands, and we bless you, Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen.
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 And amen.
Now, we're talking about the blessing. I think,
so this is our favorite topic right
now. I think the blessing is such an interesting topic.
And so misunderstood.
Very.
Because there's no understanding in it.
Yeah. Well, it's only because, I mean, the understanding is available.
Yes, it is.
It is available. But, you know, we're in a time where people think that they don't need it. Because the word blessing, and as you know, it's just used randomly in conversation. Someone sneezes, they say, oh, bless you, you know. Or someone comes across another Christian brother or Christian sister And it's sort of like a greeting.
Yes, an endearing term.
Yeah. You know, bless you, brother. Bless you, sister. And really, none of the parties really
have a cooking clue what they're saying.
Yeah, it's very, you know, it's just we be nice. It's a Christian cliche.
Yes.
Sorry. It's a Christian cliche and nothing more to it.
A little bit of Christianese.
That's right. Can you explain to us what is Christianese?
It's the Christian language. It's a Christian in-house built language.
Yeah.
People have got little terms that they say. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. There's so many little terms, but blessing will fall under that.
Yeah. But to really appreciate the vastness of the blessing, we need to actually open up the Bible and read about it.
And there's a lot said in the Word.
Especially in the book of Genesis.
Oh,
this is where
yes.
it starts, you know. And I've been doing a little bit of research and listening to the Jewish side of it as well. And it's beautiful from their part.
Mm.
But, you know, they're not born again. And they are limited. They can give us a lot of insight. I mean, we can learn a lot from them. But the Holy Spirit is the teacher of the church.
Yes, he is.
And he can take us up even higher. They've got wonderful explanations of the words and the meaning of those Hebrew words and the numbers that are involved and the roots and so forth and so on. And it's wonderful. But nothing beats revelation knowledge.
Mm.
Absolutely nothing.
Amen, yes.
And so we're going to start off with Genesis chapter 1, verse 28. And this is where the blessing of the Lord is introduced for the very first time in the earth. Now, bear in mind, Adam and Eve are hearing this. They were just created, and they heard these words for the very first time. Go ahead and read it for us.
Okay. So I'm reading from the Amplified Classic Version.
Mm.
It says, "And God blessed them and said to them, be fruitful, multiply, and fill the earth and subdue it, using all its vast resources in the service of God and man, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, the birds of the air, and over every living creature that moves upon the earth."
Amen. Now, I have said this before. This is so interesting. You know, our society today is extremely carnal.
Mm.
They don't want to talk about God. God has been removed from the churches and from schools and society and so forth and so on. And when it comes to this, you have to realize that, you know, people think they evolved from a rock and then the rock accidentally fell into a pool of water or something and it turned into a tadpole and eventually into some form of fish. And then came up on land and turned into an amphibian. This is all theory.
It's amazing how that happened.
Yeah. And then over time, it turned into a monkey.
Okay.
And then became a human being.
Oh.
So
then it stops at human being then, doesn't evolve anymore.
Yeah, doesn't.
Okay.
Doesn't turn into Terminators. But
does in the movies.
But here's the truth. The earth was created by somebody, we call him our Father.
Yes.
God, the creator of the universe. It was created by somebody supernatural.
Mm-hmm.
And we read about this in the New Testament. You read about how these natural things were created from something that you cannot see.
Mm.
Doesn't say from something you cannot, that doesn't exist. It says created from something that you cannot see. And it refers to God as the invisible God and so forth and so on. If a supernatural God created this earth, here's my question to those listening. Don't you think we need supernatural help to be able to make our way through this lifetime?
Oh, for sure. Definitely. You can't do it without supernatural help.
Yeah. And I think that so many people have drifted so far from God, they've replaced it with hard work. Now, I'm not against hard work. Don't forget. Don't get me wrong.
Hard work is important.
Yeah. And the book of Proverbs talks about that and talks about being diligent and so forth. But now, what I'm talking about is hard work in your own strength without God.
Well, you've kicked him out.
Yeah. And people forget that. So they try and replace the blessing with hard work.
Because there's hard work without him, where there's toiling and sorrow.
That's right.
But there's hard work for him, where there isn't toiling and sorrow. There's a way that he shows you to do things which is smart.
Yeah. I'm thinking now of a believer who believed in hard work, in toil. Let's use that word toil, because it's a Bible word. And it's a word that falls under the curse. This guy told me he was up after 4 in the morning, sometimes office 4, and, you know, getting ready and so forth and so on. And he was out the door by about 5:30. And then he worked the whole day. He's a young fella, and he did partly well for himself, okay? The only thing is, he worked himself to the bone. There were times where he would leave work 10 o'clock in the evening because doing other sorts of jobs and so forth. I mean, you know what I'm talking about. And then he would walk in late and so forth. Now, that is toil.
Yes.
Trying to get as much done as possible. Which is impossible. You cannot do that. And at the cost of a person's health, at the cost of a person's marriage, at the cost of many things. And this is what I'm saying. People are forgetting that there's God.
Yeah, there's a simple, it's actually a simpler way to do things, a smarter way of doing things. Because when you're working for God, because I say it's for him.
Yes, it is.
There is, how do I put this? When you're working for him and you're following his instructions, he can make you do double the amount of work in a shorter space of time without feeling fatigued and overworked.
That's right.
And anxious and all of that. There's just a way that he does that.
Yeah.
He's so smart. He knows how to do these things.
Now, listen to God's words when he's talking to Adam and Eve. He tells them to replenish the earth, the whole earth. They were in charge of that. I mean, if you, just us traveling, if you're driving by car, just by car alone, you're driving from Port Elizabeth all the way through up to Gauteng.
Yes.
It's about a 12-hour drive, traveling at around about 120 kilometers per hour. That's just a small portion of the earth.
Yes.
And if you had to go the other way towards Cape Town, it's 8 hours, traveling at 120 kilometers per hour. Now, we don't have a time frame that he gave Adam and Eve, obviously. But I mean, you think about this. The size, the vast size of the earth. And he's telling Adam and Eve, go and replenish it. Go and be fruitful and multiply and subdue it. In other words, he started off with the Garden of Eden. Mm. He made the carbon copy of what it should look like the rest of the earth now.
Kind of like a blueprint.
Yes.
This is what it should look like.
Follow this.
Yes.
And there's two of them. Now they must go and fill up the whole earth. Wow.
But they were given everything they needed to do that.
That's
all
right.
All the seed-bearing trees and plants and everything. They could literally have just gone out and planted and gone on.
That's right. Okay, we understand that as time progressed, they would have had their children and more children. Okay, they lived, and we know Adam lived to 930 years. It's not recorded how many kids they had.
Of course.
It just highlights Cain and Abel and Seth, of course. But, and we understand with all of those children, and you know, there was marriages that took place and so forth, and then that's how the earth multiplied.
Yes.
And with the human population, of course. And it would have taken the family to spread and do that and so forth and so on. But not in their own strength.
Mm.
Not getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning and working until 10 o'clock at night. Because here's what happened to that fella. Him and his wife, they went their separate ways. Because their marriage suffered.
Yes. And it would.
I mean, that just goes without saying.
Because that's the thing, you've got to have your priorities in place as well.
Yeah.
And in the blessing, everything's in order.
Yeah. And then he was telling me how his sleep was messed up and so forth. And I gave him advice. I said, do this, do this. And I told him, you need to go home and you need to rest your body. But there was an addiction there.
Mm.
You know, we call it workaholic.
Yes.
And he just worked overtime. And for what? He doesn't even live in the city anymore.
Yeah.
He's with some other girl in another city. And still, God is out the picture.
Yeah.
And all at the cost of toiling. You see, we are not supposed to live this life without God's help.
Mm.
He gives us instruction and he tells us, you're supposed to rest, look after your body. You are supposed to be diligent, but you're not supposed to toil.
Mm. People don't really understand the importance of resting.
No, they don't.
They think that if they do rest, they feel guilty, almost like they are lazy.
Yeah.
But if you don't realize the importance of resting your body, how it helps your mind and your productivity. So if they implement just the resting part of it alone, it'll make a huge difference.
It'll make a huge difference. Rest is a blessing.
Mm-hmm. And it's excellent for your health.
Yeah. Rest is actually part of the blessing. Mm-hmm. Like I said earlier, the blessing is a huge topic. And we're going to dip into it as far as we possibly can. Obviously, at the Lord's hand, at His guidance, because we prayed about that. There's so much to say. I mean, you know, we've gone. The blessing is mentioned, I believe, over 500 times in the Bible, from the Old Testament all the way through to the New Testament. Don't you think that is something that we should pay attention to?
Oh, no, absolutely. And like the Lord said to me, the blessing is His power working through us.
That's right. That's what it is.
But again, you can't just look at it as that because it's as vast as what the Creator Himself is.
Watch this. Toil brings sweat.
It does.
The blessing takes the sweat out of it.
I like that.
Isn't that good?
Who doesn't want to live a life where you're not sweating through life? Where you're not anxious of things, where things are just working out in your favor and everything you touch prospers and your relationships are fruitful, and your job, you love your job, and you love the church you go to, and you love your partner, and you love your kids, and you're just happy.
Yeah.
There's a life like that.
Oh, yeah, 100%. It absolutely exists. I'm just thinking now of, you know, some people will say, whoa, 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 what are you talking about? Wait now. You know, when mankind fell, Adam and Eve, when they fell, the Bible says that God spoke to Adam and he said, Adam, you're going to, I'm paraphrasing now.
Yes.
You're going to have to now work by the sweat of your face to earn your keep.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll find a lot of unlearned people, not even serving God, but they want to sound religious. And they quote that as if that's the Bible.
Mm.
But you forget God just pronounced the curse on them.
Yeah.
That's something you ought not to quote. Because we find over in the New Testament, Jesus redeemed us
from the curse.
So you ought not be quoting that by the sweat of your face. Mm. You're supposed to be
You don't
working.
Want to claim that.
No, that's a curse. That's not something.
Exactly.
That's not gospel. That wasn't a promise of God.
Mm. You see that again. People see that as evidence that they're working hard.
That's right.
But like I said before, God will show you a way where you work smarter. You can do the same thing in a shorter space of time, but you don't have to break a sweat.
Yeah. So I think in the next episode, we are going to discuss the curse. Where did the curse come from?
Mm.
And so forth.
I think that's also one of, it's strange, but it's one of my favorite parts because once I understood that part, everything else made sense.
Everything else just makes sense, yeah. And, you know, in our society, we deem ourselves so modern that when you talk about blessings and cursings, it sounds primitive.
Mm.
And especially how it is marketed, if I can say that, in Hollywood, you know, with their various TV shows and movies and so forth. Not per se mentioning the church. I mean, I'm talking about other religions and so forth. But it's almost as if the way they talk about it, it's sort of so primitive, we don't need to pay attention to those things anymore. I mean, we're just in a modern society now. That comes from another age.
Mm.
They were still learning. They were still developing. Yeah, and things have changed now. You make your own way, and there's no such thing as blessings and cursings and so forth.
And they don't realize that that's just getting further and further away from God himself.
That subtle idea has been bred and sown into the church.
Yes.
And that's why you'll find Christians watering down the term bless, blessed, bless you,
and blessing.
The blessing, and so forth. Oh, what a blessing to have you over. And when you sneeze, bless you. And there's just nothing more to it. And we're going to talk about that in another episode. I'm not too sure if we'll talk about it in the next episode, but We have to address that.
I do believe that when we get to maybe halfway through the series, you will look at the word blessing with so much more
reverence.
I don't know if it was right to say that, but reverence.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where you be very cautious when you say it. You won't just say it to just anybody. Because
that's right.
You'll have understanding of that word so that when you do speak that over someone, you're understanding that you are speaking a blessing over someone like they did in the Old Testament. You can't just walk past someone and go, oh, bless you, brother, bless you, sister.
That's right.
That means nothing. Those are just empty words.
Well, I think we're going to have to end this episode now on that note. And I hope that you enjoyed this topic and this intro to the blessing of the Lord.
And come back and listen to the rest. You will be blessed.
Amen to that. And as we always say, remember, faith comes by hearing.
So keep on hearing.
Hey everyone, if you enjoyed today's podcast, feel free to let us know by contacting us via our Telegram channel, Trevor Van Vieren Ministries, or send us a message on our Facebook account. And if you liked what our ministry is doing, why not partner up with us and sow into God's vision, which is to bring a printed copy of our newspaper to every house in our city.
All funds are used to increase the print run and reach more houses with the good news of Jesus Christ. You can sow via our website at www.thedailywitness.co.za. There you will find a tab called Sow Into a Vision. If you are inside of South Africa, you can use the option of SnapScan. You can download this app free of charge from Play Store or iTunes. If you are outside of South Africa, you can use our option of Give and Gain. We thank you for your faith and generous support. Remember, we love you and Jesus loves you.